Note to self, bring the power cord next time you rehearse the breathe. Okay, here we go. We can get by without it. One, just the sopranos. One, two, ready, go. Stuff out of the way, and we'll pick it up from there. Let's do mellophone. Here's mellophones. 4 and 2. This is a little faster than 56, but I want to get through it. 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. Let's try mellophone and soprano, see if we can get that to line up.
From the top?
Yep. Here we go. From the top. One, two, ready, go. Same people, can you take it from 9? Same people from 9. Measure 9. 1, 2, ready, go. Just that far, good. Okay, low brass, you're up. 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. Uncertainty there?
Yeah.
Little uncertainty? Okay. I'm gonna take everybody now. We'll go back and polish that up a little bit. Let's take everybody up to the hit, which is measure 12, 6-4. Okay, here we go. It's a little bit brighter, but we need to get it to move a little. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Let's work it in 4-bar segments, okay? We'll just do 4-bar segments. Same thing. Dit, dit. 1, 2, ready, go. Okay, now you play all of the lyrical moments there, all these beautiful beautiful ascending and descending eighth note lines, and you're putting the slurs in the right place, but the first note is just ugly. It should be nice and full. I'm hearing ta, ta. Make believe you have a baseball or a grapefruit in your mouth. It needs to be way open. You open up when you get to the moving lines, but the attack is like this, then it opens up. It's got to be open right at the beginning. Let's see your first note, whether you're coming in on three or whether you're coming in on one, whether you're playing B-flat, F, B-flat, G, whatever. First note, and make the beginning of the note nice and clear, so it's oh, oh, so we don't hear the tongue. One, two, first note, and. Begin, ready, go. Now bring it down to a mezzo piano. Ready, go. Same thing, ready, and. Much better. One, two, ready, play. Oh, what's that last note? First note, measure four. First note, measure four. One, two, ready, go. Sound like that when we get there. Up that far again. One, two, ready, go. Let's add on the next, up to the first note of measure nine. One to the first note of nine. One, two, ready, go. C sharp and A. Give me the E first. E. C sharp. That was very nice. And then we're going to add the D. Okay? Same thing. E. For one half count, which is going to seem longer because we're taking it at a slow tempo. And then they resolve to the C sharp. Okay, it needs to sound like that right away. Otherwise, people are going to be going, huh? Okay, let's take it up that far again. That was good. A little more of the end of three in the mellophone, that G, F, G. You got that long B flat. G, F, G. So a little more on the descending line. Same thing. Dip, dip, one, two, ready, go. Out the moving lines a little more in the baritone line when you get to measure five. Do, 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 o, e, do, e, o, e, do, do, e, o, do, e, o, e, o, e. Bring out those when your line starts to move. You're the only moving part when we get to measure five. These guys have, they're sustaining over the bar line to a quarter note dotted half in the upper brass, mellophones and sopranos, and you guys are the only ones moving, even the contrabasses sustaining quarter note dotted half there. Can we take it from, let's take it from 9. We'll go 9 to the first note of 12. 9 to the first note of 12. Sopranos, you can play the pickup if you'd like. 9 to 12. 9 to the first note of 12. Here we go. 1, after 3. 1, 2, 3. Same thing. 1, 2, 3. Okay, let's do soprano 3. Soprano 3. 1, 2, 3. D, C sharp, E, D. D, C sharp, E, D. Yeah, the pickup's the D. You take it from the pickup, okay? Yeah. 1, 2, 3. Soprano, and as you see, this is crescendoed, which actually starts at measure 8. That poco a poco crescendo that keeps getting louder into the 6/4. Okay, soprano 2. After 3, 1, 2, 3. Soprano 1. 1, 2, 3. Okay, take all three parts. 1, 2, 3. Let's take the mellophones right at 9. 9, 10, 11, first measure of 12. 1, 2, ready, go. Take that again. Same thing. 1, 2, ready, go. Job. Okay, soprano and mellophone. 3 and 1. 1, 2, 3. Very nice. Okay, baritones. You got half note tie, half note, quarter, 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 quarter on the top. Dotted half quarter in the bottom. Here we go. Measure 9. 1, 2, ready, go. Okay, take it again. A, C sharp, E, A major, I hear, I'm sorry, let's take it with the, we don't, you have to leave, okay. Let's see your first note. And we'll go A, we'll go 1-3-2, okay? A, C sharp, E, A. C sharp. Good, nice. 1, 2, ready, go. Again, same thing. 1, 2, ready, go. 1, 2. Yeah, don't be afraid of it. Don't be afraid of it. When we pitched that A major chord, it sounded so much better, and then you were that much more confident when we actually took the whole phrase. Let's take everybody there, 9 through the first note of 12. First note at 9, this is after the pickup. First note at 9, 1, 2, ready, go. Okay, with the pickup, 1, 2, 3. Okay, watch the tone quality. I know we want to play that. We get into the 6-4 and we see 2F and we want to play it loud. It has to be in balance. Can we go 1-2-6-4, 1-12? There's a lot of independent. If you can accomplish something like this, then you can accomplish most anything when it comes to reading music and performing music, because parts are moving independently from one another. And it's not always a part where you move on one or you move on two. You're moving on the end of a count. And to be able to keep it together without getting hung up with another part moving, and then you want to catch up because you think you should be moving with that part. So it takes a lot of discipline to be able to get this to happen. But when it does happen, it's really cool. Okay, let's try it from the top. Mezzo piano, when you get to measure 8, that starts to gradually build into that measure 12, 6-4 time signature. Here we go. Make the